Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
He has took you through so much, and you just think about it and say, Lord, thank you for all you've done. And you know that if he did it before, he'll what? Do it again. Like I say, we've been there, we've done that. The Bible says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. I'm here to tell you that the Lord will take care of you. But what you need to do is remember him. I tell you, it's a sad day when we go into churches and you can't even find them talking about Jesus. They're giving some psychobabble sermon, feel good, and there's no word about Jesus. I just wonder, how would Jesus feel coming to church? Would he be one of those frustrated that wouldn't come?
Yeah.
He's saying, hey, remember the holiness of God. And when you remember the holiness of God, you'll also want to live a holy life. And when you live that holy life, like I said earlier, people will see your good works and glorify the Father. Is that right? Glorify the Father. Now, verse 5. I told you, verse 5, we're already there. And I want to take some time on this verse because it gives us a lot of information. Because that's where we got our title from. But this first part, I really want to take a few moments on. It says, for his anger endureth but a moment. Can we learn something there or what? Aren't you happy that God's anger only endures for a moment? That means that he is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish. And there's the scripture that I like to read, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. It says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Man. So, if his anger only lasts for a moment, we can learn from that. How many a times when we're angry at somebody and we're just holding on to it like a bone and won't let it go? I tell you, you ever been like that? You say, you got to forgive. I'm not ready to forgive. I want to hold on to it just a little bit longer. I got a little Yorkie, and he has this little rubber bone. And man, when you try to take that bone from him, that's what it is when we don't forgive.
That's right.
Or when we're angry at somebody. God knows that we're going to get angry. But let it go. So what? Let it go. When you don't let it go, that person has a hold of you. And many a time, they don't even know that you're angry. But you're just, they hurt me. And I'll let them know by holding on to it. I'll go out the other side so they won't see me. I'll call so-and-so and tell them, you know what that sucker did to me? He didn't even say hey to me.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.